Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and I tell you all about it. It's all in the family of Bruno's. Even if you're really not related to them, you're still related to them. Down at Bruno's Little Italy. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweed and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Bruno's Little Italy means great Italian food, and it all started with Jimmy Bruno and now his sons Jay and Gio and Vince and their sons Dominic. I mean, it goes on and on. But I got to meet Harold Woodson and his son Sean, and they have really been adopted by the Brunos, just like Joe out front. She's been adopted. So Harold worked with Jimmy Bruno long ago, and Jimmy Bruno showed him how to make pasta. And it's the pasta for lasagna, for cannelloni, for manicotti, for ravioli. And that's what they do. They make fresh pasta for that every day. I loved watching Harold work with his son, Sean. And you could tell he was a proud dad. And, you know, that's what Sean's doing now, is making the pasta. So let's go and see this incredible family down at Bruno's Little Italy.
He won't garnish with anything that doesn't have a flavor of the dish in it.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Yeah.
Nothing is just there for looks.
Right. So if you're not going to put parsley on a dish that doesn't have parsley in it.
Right.
That makes total sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
So now tell me, how are you cooking pretty seasonally, though?
Yeah, we are actually working with some local farms right now. I'm going to be rolling out the summer menu this week, actually. This weekend, I'm going to be putting two new salads on the menu, and then next week, we'll have a new entree special for the summer.
Yeah, Dominic has his as many specials on top of my dad's menu that he wants to run, he can run, and they can change all the time.
Well, and I love that, because we came in here, and your dad said, try the special. I can't remember what it was. It was some special, and you said, have the special. You have to have the special. And we did, and it was sensational. So, I mean, how many of those end up back on the menu?
Generally, the specials, I rotate them off. If there's a high demand for it, and it's ingredients we keep around,
right,
we'll load on the menu. Our menu is quite large, as it is. I'm
it
sure
is.
You've noticed. So, just adding to it willy-nilly isn't really advisable.
Yeah.
I feel like the larger your menu is, the harder it becomes to make sure everything is good. So, I mean, honestly, it's definitely better to keep it concise so you can make sure everything is quality.
Well, and I think that goes back to your history, too, because it's very nostalgic. People come here because they're going to eat the dish they ate as a family. I mean, that they're eating that those memories that they have of it.
Right. And, like, for instance, Dominic and his crew devise all of our soups of the day. And those soups of the day are, in a sense, specials. But if they've had a very hard prep day, we just don't have a soup of the day that night. We don't throw out something simple.
Right, right.
We do. He does it right, or he doesn't do it at all.
You have a staple soup.
Our backup soup of the day, if we have time to prep it, is pasta fazool.
We always have minestrone. Minestrone is
always
on there.
Minestrone. It's always there, and that's vegan and gluten free.
Ah, and very. I mean, when I think of Italian food, I think of minestrone soup, I think of fazool, I think of seafood done on pasta, clam sauce on pasta, you know, spaghetti sauce,
yes,
meatballs. Those are the kinds of things I think of. But you're also, I can see over here, you're making your own sausage.
Yes, yeah, all the meatballs and sausage are made. I mean, essentially everything on the menu is made from scratch except from the bread. I mean, that was kind of my goal moving back, was to make sure that everything.
Yes.
But yeah, that was kind of my goal, was to make sure everything was made in-house. And a lot of it already was, but...
That's impressive. Because, I mean, you're doing things that are not easy. Sausage is not easy. Meatballs are not always easy. You know?
Right.
Pasta, making your own pasta is not always easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially when it doesn't come out quite right because the weather changed that day and you have to do it twice.
right.
Yeah.
So, now, are you making your own pasta? Is it drying and then you're...
using a dryer?
Well, so all the fresh pastas are the filled pastas. Raviolis, manicottis, lasagna, those are the fresh pastas. Right. Now the tossed pastas, like the spaghetti and fettuccine, those are, we get those dried.
Okay.
Bringing in.
Yep.
That would be an unbelievable amount of work.
That's
to make all of that from scratch.
It doesn't taste any better if you ask me. If you make a homemade pasta that, like spaghetti, make your own spaghetti.
Yeah.
There's a doughiness to it that the dries don't have. My dad always used the dry for the strand pastas, as
right.
I call them.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten in the grocery store the ones that are cut but have never been dried
right.
in the refrigerator
right,
case?
Right, right.
To me, those always taste too doughy.
You like the
they're
ones
dumpling-y.
That dumpliny. Right. They are. And they're much. I think that kind of a dough is much more suited to lasagna. Something that's
exactly.
going to stay moist and be
exactly.
baked. Your fettuccines. Your raviolis and your whatever you're stuffing.
Right. And unless we would dry those strand pastas, you could never get them al dente. Because by being dried and then reconstituting is what gives you al dente.
Right.
To the bite is correct because we do it that way.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think people, my first memory of Bruno's was up on Roosevelt.
Yes.
And, I mean, I remember it felt like a destination restaurant. It was the anniversary restaurant. It was the birthday restaurant. It was the...
And we're hoping that this becomes that again.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's totally that.
I think it's accomplished that, yes.
And you're not open for lunch.
Because he starts prep at 8:30 in the morning to be able to open at 5.
Right.
That's the big problem with lunch.
That is hard.
However, I am investigating, I'm a little further than investigating, opening up a deli next door to just serve sandwiches, deli meats, and individual pizzas and salad and soup for the lunch crowd.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that would be the lunch place, and this would be the dinner place.
Well, the other thing I think that you all have hit on, which is so amazing, is being downtown.
Yes.
What was your decision about coming downtown?
I love downtown. I've always loved downtown. It was never hard to sell me. Vince, who's been in West Little Rock since birth, was very hard to talk into doing this. But, you know, I always looked at it as we're a half a block off the perceived River Market area.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, the parking deck that is at 2nd and Main, between 2nd and 3rd on Main, that parking deck is considered the edge of the River Market area. So we're a half a block past that. I thought it was the logical extension, and it has paid off big time to take that risk, and I say risk in quotes.
Well, and I would say the same thing, because if you look down the street, all the new stuff that's coming up downtown on Main Street is shocking to me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. I dropped everybody.
There's an obvious edit.
No, it's shocking to me. Really. I was shocked at all the new stuff.
And the stuff that's proposed that's going to be happening. I had it confirmed to me last night that there's going to be a restaurant on the corner of our block at 4th and Main.
Wow.
Over on our side of the street.
Yay!
And they've been trying to lease that space for a while, and it confirmed last night from our landlord that that is definite.
And we won't tell who.
Actually, I don't know what kind of restaurant. I know who's the person, but I don't know what kind of restaurant they're going to put.
Oh, okay.
So I'd rather back off on that till I know for sure.
It's always a good surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But this person already has successful restaurants in Little Rock.
So what's the easiest thing about being a family in a restaurant?
The easiest thing is communication is pretty easy because we know what we're saying at once. The hardest thing that I said going into this is to keep my children from fighting while we're working.
Because they're all working here?
Yes. Yes.
Do they still fight like
siblings? Yes, they do.
Being a dad and a boss mixed together
still,
is very hard.
Yeah, do you all
no,
still fight?
No, we don't fight.
Right?
We don't fight.
But, you know, his son Gianni also raised him with beer.
Yeah.
Oh, so cousins too.
Yeah. Cousins too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're all off on...
Sunday, Monday. Now, Monday is open for somebody to book a party of 35 or more with a limited menu. We will bring a crew in and do a private party on a Monday night.
But that's very specific.
That's very specific, right. But we want to let people know that the reason we took Monday nights off is for that to be available.
Okay, so we're going to go watch Harold make some pasta.
Okay, great.
Fabulous, Dominique.
I figured while he was doing it.
Okay, good. So we're watching Harold now in action in the pasta mode. Hey, Harold.
Hey, how you doing?
So tell me about your pasta.
Well, I'm like Gio when it comes to pasta. I got an attitude about it. Okay. the pasta, the lasagna, ravioli, the toasted rails, the manicottis, and the cannellonis. That's what I do.
And that, that's not easy what you're doing. You're making it look really easy because it's a big sheet of dough.
Well, yeah, and I get it to the right, thickness, and I cut it to the, right, width. And then we're going to boil it, and then we're getting ready to make lasagna.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is also going to become this ball of...
Yeah, this, it'll go through the machine, and, we'll get it, like I said, at the
How
right...
How many times does it go through the machine?
Oh, I can't tell you.
You feel it?
Yeah, I feel it. I go by feel. That's how I do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
And you're teaching Sean.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Go, Sean.
He's learning how to do this. He's the first one that I've ever taught to do this.
Really?
And so he's learning to do it.
You learned it from Jimmy Bruno.
I did. I learned from Jimmy.
This is what it'll look like when he's done.
Ah, beautiful.
In the words
of Jimmy, he called me a pasta expert. So that's,
did he really?
Yeah, he did. that's what I do.
So you're picky about your pasta.
Well, yeah, it has to be right. The dough has to be just right.
Yeah.
And you cut it to the perfect, width, and you just boil it and you start layering it.
Now, are you making the same? Is this the same dough that you'll use for all three lasagna?
Yes. Yes, it's the same dough that we use for ravioli, toasted ravioli, which is a fried ravioli,
mm-hmm.
one of popular appetizers that we have on the menu. But it's the same dough. It's all the same dough.
And Gio was saying the weather sometimes plays a...
It does.
The humidity?
The humidity, absolutely. Okay.
Is that why I feel the air conditioner more powerful here, right here, in this section? Than anywhere else.
That's what we call it.
We just got it fixed.
Yeah.
That's why. It was really hot over here.
Yeah,
it feels great.
Yeah. Well, actually, like I said, it was a little, you got the heat coming off the walk in here, but now it's better.
Plus, they've got the doors propped open right here by the pasta.
Which makes a difference.
Yeah. And, but in the kitchen, it's going to be hot, so.
Yeah. So you're on the edge of it, though. That makes sense, though. You're not in the middle of it. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, you make the dough. Do you assemble the lasagna?
I do. Yeah,
you did
it all.
Taught
Sean to do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Harold had to take a trip due to a family illness to New York about a month ago.
Yeah.
And while he was gone, Sean did all his duties in his absence perfectly.
All right. Okay, you graduated, Sean.
Yeah, he did. I was proud of him. He did a great job.
I'm proud of him, too.
Holding everything down and together while I was away, so... we know he can do it now.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Now, your lasagna, is it typically meat sauce and a ricotta and an egg and, everything that and mozzarella?
And assorted meats, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you put meat, the meat is in the sauce or it's...
It's in both.
Cheese.
Yeah.
It's in the cheese.
It's in the sauce and the cheese.
Yeah. Really?
Depending on the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we take all of our fancy salamis and provolone and all that and chop it up. Into the mixture, too.
Into the ricotta mixture or into the...
Into the ricotta mixture. Yeah. The meat, the beef of the meat sauce is there for the in the sauce.
That's interesting. Now, you just told me, is that not a big secret?
I didn't really tell you much of a secret.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
That's you can take a bite and go, okay, that's in there.
Yeah. And actually, it should be on the menu. I think it says assorted meats or what goes in it,
Have you ever made a vegetarian lasagna? Or a vegetable?
Well, we make vegetable manicotti all the time. It's on the menu.
And this is the same manicotti?
Same mixture, except with, instead of meats, it's got vegetables in it. And
a red sauce.
And a red sauce that has no meat in it.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So it's like a vegetarian dish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
My favorite of the dishes that I make? actually, probably a cannelloni.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of the dishes he makes, cannelloni would be my favorite because I'm a beef man. I want beef.
Yeah. Which is cannelloni. And I think this is really typical of most you know, international food or food when you're looking at, you know, this is a burrito, this is a taco. They all have some of the same ingredients.
Absolutely.
And same thing in Italian food. This is the cannelloni. This is the lasagna. This is, so a cannelloni is...
That is ground beef that's got spices, sauce, and cheese mixed with it and then rolled up in the pasta and recooked with the sauce over it and cheese melted over the top.
So instead of being layered, it's rolled.
Correct.
Yeah. And the same thing with the... When you're making the little raviolis, which is stuffed, but then it's two layers that's stuffed.
Actually, yes, it's two layers of pasta with cheese and mixes spices inside of the cheese mix, and we top it with another layer of pasta, and then we cut it out in the little squares for ravioli.
Now, he's putting the dough in, and I've been watching him do this,
yeah.
And it takes a lot of flour.
Well, yeah, depending on the, you know, your texture of your dough.
Over and over again until it's thin enough.
Until you get it to the right.
And I was just asking Harold, and he was like telling me it feels.
Yeah, that's how I go by. I just feel.
It's not a number, it's a feel.
That's the same way with me and the pizza. Harold and I have been doing this so long that if it's off by the slightest amount, we know it instantly.
Because of the feel.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, either of us could do what we do in our sleep. Which is why sometimes I really get onto the pizza makers and have to go, no, it's this way.
Yeah, Sean, he's caught on to this pretty quick. You know, he still has to learn some more because it just, for his, you know, the stuff that I know, it takes just experience.
Right, exactly.
But I think he has the basic fundamentals down.
Okay, Sean, is that thin enough?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it?
We'll roll.
You're gonna roll it one more time.
One more.
Okay.
One more time. So.
Wow, that little dough has gotten huge.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you going to boil that now?
Yeah. Okay, I'll watch. Okay, good. Just tell me where to go.
Just follow me.
Do they give you your own pot?
Yes, I have my pot on.
On. I had it boiling water and then I just dropped this in.
You know, and because it's got a flour on it,
yeah.
It's going to get done pretty quick, right?
It's going to cook in the water itself. The dough itself has an egg in it, and so when it hits the hot water, it's going to automatically cook.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's make it cook.
Now, how much lasagna will that? Because that's one ball of dough, right?
Yeah.
Got a little oil in the water.
If I'm just gonna guesstimate, that'll probably make 1.5 lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much lasagna do you go through a night?
24 orders.
About 24 orders. Which is about two.
One full pan.
Yeah.
We started 335 lasagnas last month, according to our POS system. Yes. Yes. It's our most popular dish.
So you tested it.
It actually has to be a complete boil before you want to put it in there.
Oh, that one is. Like that one.
So we're going to move it around.
Wow, those are beautiful scallops.
Thank you. We get these fresh in from Farmer Seafood.
Those are beautiful. There is a lot of prep happening here at Bruno's Little Italy. How many times do you burn yourself, Harold?
Well, you know, down through the years, I burned myself a lot of times, but now I don't do it anymore.
Good for you.
Because I don't like that feeling.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's you learn from your trade what not to do, you know,
yeah,
keeping me in mind.
You did. And you also develop pretty thick skin.
And I was going to say, you also develop cook hands. So
cook hands.
What's hot to someone else is not hot to you.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to get ready to do
it. Here it
goes. Now, water's at a full boil. We take the pasta, pick it up, and we just drop it in the water. and just let it go.
That's
down.
Gentle, because you don't want it to, you want it to cook and not stick to
it. And it'll go down, and it'll come back up.
And then it's done?
No, no, no. I mean,
No.
It takes,
oh, there it comes.
Yeah, it comes back up. Put all your dough in there. You know, you gently put it in so it don't stick together.
So Harold and I are making, it's beautiful.
These are lasagna noodles.
What do they call them?
They're pasta noodles.
Pasta noodles.
Yeah.
But for lasagna.
Yeah, and I can make it for cannelloni or manicotti.
Those are beautiful. That is some beautiful, beautiful pasta.
So, getting it all in there. Let it come to a couple of good boils, and you take it off, and you cool it off so you'll be able to handle it with your hand. And we're going to layer the lasagna once we get to that point.
That's beautiful.
First, we're going to cook it.
Now just scoot me out of the way if you need to.
No, you're fine. Just, you know, just be careful. Don't burn yourself.
I'm good.
Okay. So if you're good, I'm good.
Look at that.
It's pretty neat, the operation there. How it's done. And
well, you know, lots of people are not this patient. A lot of people, they don't want to do this much work.
Yeah.
As Harold does at Bruno's.
Yeah, I mean, it takes patience, and you got to, you know, love what you do, you know, do the job right. And to me, I try to put, you know, it shows what you put into your work.
Yeah, it
so
does.
So I put a lot of love in mine, and people appreciate it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, this is a top seller here at Bruno's for his pasta dishes. I think it's the number one seller overall.
Well, and you can see that, you know, with the love and the care you guys are giving it.
Yeah.
I love lasagna. Lasagna is one of my favorite things to make because I think I like making lasagna because it is a process.
It is.
Yeah, and it's so, when you're finished, it's so beautiful.
The thing about Bruno's lasagna is it's unique. You'll never taste another one like this one. It's very unique. Very unique.
Well, this whole batch is the only batch you'll put in this big pot.
Yeah, in this big pot. And I got another pot that I'm going to put some more in because I'm making more than lasagna today. I'm making cannelloni, and I'm making manicotti as well, so I'm going to use like two pots like this.
So you were young when you started with Mr. Jimmy Bruno.
I was very young, and I developed the skill from him and working with the other chefs that were there at that time, and now through my time, you know, God gave me the ability to you know, just better the product.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I've been able to just kind of master it.
Yeah, this is not just dumping dry noodles into a pot, that's for sure.
No, no, no. It's handmade.
This is love and care.
It is. Absolutely. There you go.
There you go. That is beautiful. Yeah, and you can see how difficult it is because you don't want them to be one big ball of dough.
Right,
when you're done.
That's why you have to, you know, stir it around as you put it in, you know, so it don't stick together.
You definitely have many opportunities to burn yourself. I'm impressed you don't do it anymore.
Well, like I said, you know, you live and you learn, you know.
Harold, that is gorgeous. That is beautiful. So back here in the Bruno's kitchen, they are slicing meat, they are making sausage, they are making lasagna, they are prepping for tonight, and it is a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people back here. But since you're making the ever-important lasagna, they make room for you, don't they?
Well, yeah, they work with me, and We work together. That's just a team effort.
Yeah.
You know, everybody kind of specializes in something, and we all work together to get a job done. And that's
in the sausage, in the whatever.
Yeah. we work together. You know, it takes a team to get
now, you may be the only person from outside the family. You're in the family, but you're outside the family. But they actually trust with this stuff.
Well, like again, like I said, it comes from, you know, me being around for a long time.
Yeah.
And I learned, I actually worked with their dad.
Yeah.
And so
you're the last one living,
you know,
standing
what?
That did,
it's
right?
The last one, Mohegan. I'm the last one left. I always tell Vincent I'm the last one left. So. And that's why, you know, I'm an important part of the boat.
Yeah. Now, how long will that boil?
When it comes up and boil, it boils a couple times. I'll take the lid off. We'll take it off, cool it off.
In then, the water?
Yeah, in the cold water.
In cold water,
and
okay.
And then we're ready to make lasagna.
Okay. Thank you, Harold.
You bet.
This is great. Real lasagna at Bruno's Little Italy, downtown. Holy cow. So they are in the thick of it. Hey, Joe, another family member. Another family member here,
well,
right? So, you know, I
adopted family.
Adopted family.
Yes.
But you were
osmosis.
With, were you with Bruno's? You were with them
in 81, 82
at the
Old Forge. Yes, I was the bartender, and Mrs. Bruno trained me there, and she was wonderful. There's things she taught me that I've never forgotten.
And I was just talking to Jo because she's part of the family too. I mean, you have
absolutely.
Brought you.
My mom taught her to bartend in early 1980s.
And so you're at the front door. When people come in, they see you.
Yes.
They see Joe.
Yes.
They see a lot of people actually, but they see, you know. And I think that is something else that's so nice about Bruno's. It is family.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Bruno's Little Italy on Facebook at their Facebook page, which is Bruno's Little Italy. You can also go to arkansascooks.com. I've got some stuff up there about them. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that. It's easy. At mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from you folks. The stuff I get is always tremendous. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks, and I want to thank the incredible Bruno family, Vince and Gio, and also Dominic and Harold and Sean and Joe. I had such a great time down there. I feel like a Bruno myself. So go to Bruno's down on Main Street. Had a ball. This is Mary Tweet, and I want to thank Travis Hill because, you know, he does make me sound so good. I want to remind all you Arkansas cooks out there that life is way too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people, people that you love. It'll taste so much better.